Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Be welcome to the audio conference of Eucatex to talk about the results of the third quarter of 2013. We'd like to inform that all the participants will be only hearing the teleconference, and then we will begin the Q&A session when other instructions will be supplied. If any of you needs assistance during the teleconference, please request the help from an operator dialing asterisk zero. Before we proceed, we'd like to clarify that any declaration that may be made during this teleconference concerning business perspectives of the company's projections and operational goals are beliefs and assumptions of the board and information currently available to the company. Future considerations are not a guarantee. They refer to future events, have risks, and depend on circumstances that may or not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that will be different from those expressed. Now, I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Mr. José Antonio, please proceed. You have the floor.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us this morning. We intend to comment the results of the third quarter of Eucatex Corporation. Well, it was a very positive quarter as we consider it in the domestic environment, especially as a result of pressure on cost and higher exchange rates. We had a good quarter where we recorded growth in revenue of 17.5% in relation to the previous, and we didn't bring the slide, but this is due to the growth in sales of MDF, where we had more than 30% in volume. We grew a lot also in exports in fiberboard, more than 50% in relation to the same period last year, and also growth in laminated floors and paints. We will show later on. We grew a lot in most of the markets where we are. Also, growth in paints, more than 60 million reais. EBITDA margin, practically stable, 20.7%, and net profit with expressive growth of 45%, 35 million. It was a good quarter, very aligned with what we planned for this period of the year. Well, we will talk also about perspectives of segments and the performance of many of the products of the company. Before we begin it, we will talk about each product. We will give you a vision of how they contribute to form our revenue, the graph on the left, and how the segments contribute to form the revenue. We see that the most important segment is civil construction and furniture industry, and it's a way of us to work for small companies, and we have their growth 7%, small companies producing furniture. Here we have fiberboard paints. We have a balance, 13%. In terms of perspective, we brought here a vision from Abramat Construction Material, where this gives us a vision of the association concerning 2013 with a growth, modest growth, 2.5% according to the association, and an expectation on the part of the association for this number to be 5% growth next year, 2014. This, based in having an assumption due to the boom in the real estate market. We have statistics from the Construction Association showing strong growth between January and August in the sale of new real estate, new houses, 17% growth in relation to the previous year, and especially in the cities of São Paulo and the city of São Paulo, where growth is in excess of 40%. We also, according to the Construction Association, 70% of the companies have maintained their plans for investment for 2014, and we also see positive numbers in income and credit. Apart from this perspective from the Association, Construction Association, we brought also the program My House, My Life government program, which has been very positive for the sector in a direct way in civil construction. It's a government program for housing, and now also with impact in the sale of real estate. It's a program to reach 3.7 million homes until 2014. According to the information we have, this goal has already delivered 75%. 2.8 million homes have already been delivered, and of these, 45% have already been delivered. So, two indicators from the civil construction sector that allow us to be optimistic for 2014 concerning civil construction. In terms of the furniture industry, slide number 6. So, we're on slide number 6, talking about the furniture industry, and beginning to look in the rearview mirror, we prepared a statistics, a study on the behavior concerning production, this material, these columns here, production of local companies, Brazilian companies, for the domestic market and for exports. We also showed the capacity in red, the numbers in red, and the comparison with the GDP in this first period. First thing we notice, a significant evolution since 2005, more than 9% increase in production of local companies and growth above the capacity. And it's interesting, we'd like to call your attention to this, a comparison between the growth of domestic sales plus exports in relation to the GDP. And we find a correlation 2.5%. And this year, we should have 2.5% growth in GDP, and we have 5% growth. So this shows what is happening this year. In the last Focus newsletter, we saw that the forecast for the GDP for next year is between 2.5% growth. If we look at what has happened historically in a certain way, we would have a guaranteed growth next year between 5% and 6%, which multiplied by the volume that we have in the market would mean 500,000 cubic more next year, which would be equivalent to a new plant for MDF. Now, continuing, let's go to slide number 7. And we no longer look in the rearview mirror. Now, let's look through the windshield. These statistics, we didn't have the government program for popular housing. Now, for some time, we had an idea that this program could influence in a positive way our sector. And today, we already have some numbers, some information concerning this. So, if the goal that we showed 3.7 million families participating in this popular housing program of the government. This credit of, there is a credit for, each family has the right to credit of 5,000 reais to buy home appliances. This would represent 19 million reais and 19 billion, and this would correspond to 25% of the billing of the sector. This can make a great difference in the performance of this sector. Those who buy houses have the right to also have credit equivalent to 5,000 reais to buy home appliances. So we can see what is happening. If we look at the perspectives for 2014, probably this number 18 billion will not be reached, and the trend is the following. This number should be 4.2 billion rise. Even if we reach this number, it's a great volume, 5% of the billing of the sector, and this will add to this history of evolution, and this will allow us to have a vision for the furniture and home appliance sector, especially furniture next year, that is very positive with this extra credit given to those who were part of this popular housing program. Another important information is a review, because the values were very modest. For example, the numbers for wardrobes and other types of furniture were modest, and we have two important additions in furniture that were not foreseen until a short while ago. They were also included. Now we're including also furniture for kitchen and also for living room. So now the numbers are more real, and this allows us to have a vision for 2014 that is very positive, especially the panels we produce for the furniture industry. In terms of segments, this is what we had to say. Now let's talk about the performance of our products. Slide number 8, fiberboard. We had a growth, an important growth in the third quarter, especially concerning billing, almost 15%, and especially with products with more added value, since our volume has been growing, since our billing is increasing. This has to do with price, product mix, and added value. We'd like to stress, as we said in the beginning, that the growth of our exports with more than 50% in this quarter vis-a-vis last year, same period. In terms of installed capacity, we had a drop, a small drop, in relation to the previous quarter. In the third quarter, we had a stop in line number 1. We have two main lines. We had a stop, and this affected a little the usage of our installed capacity. Finally, in the slide on the right, we call your attention to costs. This is for your information. We should see, we notice in the other slides, this is an interesting panel which does not depend on resin. And if we look at this pie chart of costs, with the exception of paper ink, all the others that we call other materials, they do not depend directly on the exchange rate. The exchange rate can go up and down, but these prices don't change. Labor doesn't change. Electricity doesn't change. So basically, this is the export product of the company, and since it is not affected by the exchange rate, it is very good for us. And we have export lines. Slide number 9. Now, information about HDF MDF. Also a very good quarter where we grew much more than the market. The market has a positive growth, 7.5%. We grew 35%. our billing grows a little below the volume. This is not a drop in price. It's due to the mix. We grew much more in thick plates, 15 millimeters, and these per cubic meter have a better price than thinner plates, the 2-3 millimeter. So billing went up a little higher than volume. Also, the use of capacity, 88%. We've been saying that we have a nominal capacity of 275,000 cubics. We are sure that this capacity will be surpassed, and I believe in 2014 we should have a production volume that will exceed these 275,000 cubics. On the right too, costs, and as we said in the previous slide, this fiberboard doesn't have resin, and this is important for our cost in HDF. These costs in the third quarter had pressure, especially due to the exchange rate. In the case of MDF, since there was no reaction in price, we had a small drop in margin. This will be shown later. In the case of MDF, in the other products, we had an important price recovery. Margins grew in relation to last year. In the case of MDP, we're showing here in this quarter a drop in the market, but in reality, the market dropped 2.9, 2.3, and this is something that happened only this quarter. In the year to date, the market is stable. Power growth, 1.9, independent of the drop in the market, was a modest growth, and I would say that this was buffered by our option to produce more laminated floors instead of MDP. The two products begin in the first press in the unit in Botucatu and compete amongst themselves. Whenever possible, we prefer to produce floors because it is worth 4 or 5 times in value than MDP. So whenever we can produce more and more laminated floors, we do that because the price is much higher. The revenue grows almost 11%. Here we see a gain in price, an important recovery in price. The use of the installed capacity, no surprises, a little lower than the previous quarter, but very positive. We also have information about cost on the right, and we see here once again resin, but with a lower impact than in MDF. MDP is a product that we sell 100% with added value, totally finished, and so the impact of resin is lower. In the case of MDF, we're working and installing new production lines in our unit in Salto to have higher percentages with finishing. We sell important volume without this finishing, but this will change at the beginning of next year. We will have more finishing where they will be more lined. Laminated floors, we grew a little more than the market in general. Looking at 2013, it's superior to 2012. We grew in the year more than the market. In this quarter, we grew a little less than the market, 17.4 in relation to 20.4. In terms of revenue, a growth aligned to the volume, prices are relatively stable. Concerning the use of installed capacity, we see that for the first time, we surpassed 50%. If you remember, we mentioned at the beginning of this year that we doubled our capacity. We had production of 6 million square meters. We have a new line. Now we went to 12 million square meters, And now we began to use this new line, and with this we had a growth of 20%, and you can see that the timing for this new line was perfect. Otherwise, we would have difficulties to supply the laminated floor market. Also, the cost on the right, more and more resin drops in relation to the cost, the amount of resin. Finally, the product paints and varnishes. There was a good reaction of the market in the third quarter. Paints, those who follow this, remember that during this year, 2013, the market was dropping 1-2%. Then we had a recovery of 3.5%, and it was very good, very positive once again. We grew more than the market. We grew 6.8% in volume, and we grew 15% in revenue, 15% growth in revenue, with a better mix and better prices. This was important because in the case of paint, the exchange rate is relevant. Most of the inputs are sold in U.S. currency. In the third quarter, we had pressure on cost because the exchange rate at the end of September, it closed at the same level as the first semester. But in the third quarter, exchange rate put pressure on our cost. It went up. And now, concerning the installed capacity, we improved the usage. In the previous quarter was a little under 60, now it's 66%. Well, this closes what we had to say in terms of product. Here we have a summary of the financial data. So, as we mentioned, the growth of net revenue, 17.5% in the quarter, 18% in the year, important growth. In gross margin, both in the quarter and the year, we have a percentage higher than last year, 0.705%. Growth more expressive in local currency, 97.4 million reais. Slide number 13. Concerning the expenses, an important drop in administrative expenses vis-a-vis the billing. It goes from 5.1% in the previous quarter to 4.3%, an important drop in these expenses, a small increase in commercial expenses, and this mainly because of the growth of exports. The expenses we have, the sales expenses for exports are higher. So an increase in sales expenses. On the other hand, I did not write here, but I was looking recently at some indicators. We had a drop. These administrative expenses and sales expenses have been dropping year after year, quarter after quarter, in relation to billing. I have data from 2009. It was in excess of 22%. In this quarter, they don't get to 18%. So an important drop in this has had an impact on our EBITDA margin, almost 21%. In line with what we have seen in the year, and around 1.5% higher than the EBITDA of last year. In terms of reais, in the year to date, 28% of recurring EBITDA margin in relation to last year. And finally, in the profit, expressive growth numbers, growth between 45-49%. In year-to-date. I believe very good results. I didn't get to comment, but in the morning, concerning the billing of October, we had a record billing, record turnover, and this shows that we should have a very good fourth quarter. Well, slide number 14, debt. Although we had an expressive exchange rate our gross debt is stable, and a drop in the net debt, and a drop in the net debt plus an increase in cash generation. This reduces our EBITDA, which went to 1.1. At the end of October, we concluded an operation that we had been talking about since the second quarter to have a longer term debt, and the current configuration is 75% of the debt is long term debt. Concerning foreign currency, it's not here, but 40% of the company's debt is in foreign currency, 60% in local currency. What calls our attention is the short term in foreign currency. But as I mentioned, of the type of product we export, this short term debt, most of it is based on credit letters and credit contracts. So we have more than 90% of the short-term debt has hedging, is hedged. Here, as we're saying, this year, 2013-14, the greatest challenge of the board and employees is to make happen the cash generation that we planned when we made investments to double the plant for doors, double the lines for laminated floors. This is our objective for 2013-14. So the investments are focused on forest products. Slide 15-16. Also, information, purely information. Since we have the forest company, 80% comes from their end. We have 46,000 acres of forest in São Paulo, in the state of São Paulo. It makes us almost self-sufficient. We plant 4,500 acres per year, which is our goal for 2013. We should reach this goal. This gives us self-sufficiency in lumber. We continue with our recycling program. All the energy, all the thermal energy of the two units, in Salto Fiberboard and MDF, are obtained by burning used biomass in the boilers, and this gives us important savings in relation to another situation where we would have to buy. This is what we had to say. Now, we'd like to begin the Q&A session. Thank you. We will begin now the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial *1. And to remove the question from the list, please dial *2. Reminding you that to ask questions, please dial *1. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial *1. Please wait while we comment on the questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Guilherme Mazzilli from Ashmore. Please continue. Good morning. I have some questions. The first, if you can give me the rates you paid on the loans, the interest you paid on the loans. The second, investments in forest area. What can we expect for next year in these two lines of CapEx? The last question, you mentioned October began very strong in sales. What are your expectations for the fourth quarter in sales and margin? I believe the margins dropped a little. So could you give us an idea of the scenario you see for the fourth quarter? Thank you. Hello, Guilherme. Good morning. We're having problems hearing the questions you asked concerning investments and perspectives. Is that right? Yes, investments for 2014. Forest, in terms of forest and maintenance. As I said, for 2014, we want to take advantage of what we did in the past and maintain operations. I believe that for 2014, investments will be the same, 100 million reais. You can consider 50% for forest plantations, maintaining the forest, and another 50% for the plants, 80-70% of these 50, and the rest of these 50, and the rest small investments. For example, in some areas of the plant. For 2014, we will improve the performance of our dryers. It's technical, but it's not maintenance. It's an improvement in productivity. So the 50 million for the plants, 30 are maintenance, and 15 million are small investments in certain areas in order to remove bottlenecks and improve our activity. You mentioned October perspectives. Yes. Could you talk about the fourth quarter, your expectations? Well, we're doing very well for us specifically. As a coincidence, I have a meeting in the association, and then I will have the numbers, not only for us. For us, it was excellent in all the segments, but after this, it was in wood panels, also civil construction. Yes, we had record sales. For November, we have a good portfolio, so yes, a good forecast for the fourth quarter to maintain our level of growth. Then, if you remember, in the second quarter, I don't remember about the first, but in the second quarter, we grew more, a little over 21%. In the third, we grew between 17 and 18. I imagine at least something like that, maybe a little less for the fourth quarter. We should maintain this growth speed. Today, I will have the meeting. If it were after the meeting, I could talk to you about the market. But I think it's positive. The market is positive. We should grow this year in general, 5-6% in terms of the market. Thank you. And the last question, the interest rates being paid on the loans. I don't have this year. Two things when you calculate the interest rate. You have fees, and I would need this to give you the rates. I have the average rate of the group, between 8 and 9%, including local and foreign currency. This is the cost we have for financing. Just to other, you said 100 million capex. Can we consider them also in the future? Will this continue now concerning the third quarter? Can we expect price increases? Let's see if I understood. Concerning margin in the fourth quarter, well, the U.S. currency is changing. The average foreign currency will be lower in the fourth quarter. So we should see a drop in some prices. The exchange rate is going down. Those that are linked to foreign currency, the U.S. dollar. Now, concerning sale price, there are some opportunities. We're working on that. We did that in October, November, always in a careful way. We are making some price increases. In the fourth quarter, we should have something better than the third, but not like the second, something between the two. And you asked me about CapEx, whether this will continue. 100 million, would that continue? There's always opportunity in this area. The CapEx will be a little lower, 75, 80 million. Let's say 80 million. The difference between 80 and 100 is not necessarily maintenance. These are opportunities we have inside the plant to make certain investments that will give you gains in productivity or gains in cost. Opportunities with a good return, and we invest. So, and this will give us a result. If you look only at maintenance, it would be closer to 80 million, 80, 85, around that. Thank you. Perfect, thank you. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial *1. Now we have a question from Libby, from the web. The question has to do with the possibility of increasing the payout of dividends. This is not in the radar. This we would have to talk to the council and controlling shareholders. I can tell you that it's not on the radar of the board of directors. It doesn't mean it can't happen. Concerning the payment of dividends, like we did in previous years, at the end of this year, we should make a payment on the interest on the capital at the beginning of the year. We have to look at the results. Around 80-90% of the dividends are paid through as in the form of this interest on the capital of the shareholders. Then we have 30 days after the shareholders meeting between May and June, the rest we pay the rest. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial *1. Please wait while we collect the questions. Our next question comes from Mr. Camilo Marcantonio from Charles River Company. Please continue. Good morning. Congratulations for the results. Two questions. The first, a little more technical. Can you help me understand the issue of the variance, the positive variance in the loans? 15 million. Can you help me understand what this means? And also continuation of the previous question may be, what is the strategy? What's your vision for the capital structure of the company after this cycle of strong cash generation and with low debt? What are you thinking in terms of capital structure for the future? Well, good morning, Camilo. Thank you for the question. First, concerning the financial part, we had in the third quarter 10 to 12 million reais that came, extra money came to the company. We had a court lawsuit. It was an old lawsuit that we were, this was end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, where the electricity company asked for compulsory loans. And when they gave back these compulsory loans, they gave us this in an inadequate way. We went to court, and in the third quarter, we won this lawsuit, and this represented 10, 12 million reais. So this is the first point. Concerning the second point, you're right. The company has a level of debt that is very low when we compare with other companies in our sector in general. So the company has thought about how to use this opportunity. We have low debt and thinking of maintaining our growth. Evidently, some of our lines have a good possibility in terms of growth, laminated floors and paints, but the company should continue investing to continue to have growth and be competitive. This is more for 2015, and during this period, 2013-14, we have thought about the possible alternatives, seeing in the civil construction market an interesting opportunity. Our platform in civil construction gives us channel to interesting distribution channels, home centers, and other channels where you have products that could supplement ours. This is one way. Another way would be the growth in the sector of panels. This is a little more complex. There are alternatives because it depends on other resources in terms of forest. But we should be announcing this, the company's plans, at this time next year. I hope I answered your question. Okay, thank you. Reminding you to ask questions, please dial asterisk 1. If there are no more questions, we pass the floor to the speaker for his final comments. Well, thank you very much for those who are with us. In the last line 17, you have the information. You can please get in touch with us if you need, or Sergio too, the controller. And if you have any other questions, please, we will be available to answer. Thank you, and a good day.